our goal is to support that group so that we can provide education, condoms if needed, safe sex information, information on current infection risks. Whatever we can deliver in the metropolitan area, we would like to be able to deliver through community groups or through organisations in Port Lincoln.
What are some of those types of things that have been being provided in the city that just haven't been provided in a regional area like Port Lincoln?
Well, for one thing, we've got a counselling service that runs out of the Hindmarsh site. That hasn't been provided in country, but we can do that now because we're using a technology similar to Skype, but it's more secure. It just comes up in the person's browser. They don't have to load any in programs or anything. So that's something that traditionally hasn't been offered. Campaigns don't generally get run out of country areas, so we're looking at running campaigns out through them as well. One of them is called Time to Test. We've also got one called Ending HIV. That's a major campaign that's been run in most states, and a new PEP campaign. And PEP is a really important one because not many people know about it. It's actually available through the Port Lincoln Hospital, and PEP is post-exposure prophylaxis. And if you get to a site that has PEP within 72 hours, preferably sooner than that, you can actually take this medication for a month, and it's highly unlikely that you will become HIV positive, even if you've been in contact with the virus.
It sounds like in your programs, though, you are focusing on communicating with the gay community, but you're also viewing the need to address wider community awareness and how that can help.
Absolutely. Stigma is a huge factor. When I was at the AIDS conference, one thing that struck me the most, the first thing that was spoken about was stigma. And the speaker at the plenary said that if we really want to end HIV, then we have to address stigma first. Because stigma is what holds people back from testing. It keeps people isolated and afraid. And so that's a big focus. We know that if people have higher levels of self-esteem, they're more inclined to make better choices. And when somebody has low self-esteem, quite likely they'll resort to drugs or alcohol to lubricate, you know, social situations. And that's when poor decisions can be made. And what we want to address is those root causes. So stigma is a really big thing for us. It's really important that organisations are ready to accept gay men and MSM on their terms. So if I don't want to be out, then help me stay not out while using your service. Don't make the service obvious.
From your insight, what is it about these regional and remote communities that make it so hard for gay members of the population to feel comfortable?
Well, I think country areas have been largely traditional in their values, and I guess those things are starting to change. The fact that this community group in Port Lincoln is able to come together and make inroads into the community and be accepted by organisations that want to work with them, I think that's fantastic, and it's a huge change. I'm sure there's country towns that are not anywhere near ready to accept what's happening in Port Lincoln.
What do you think's helped foster this change?
I think there's been a number of people who have actually decided that, hey, this is me, and I'm here. And I think that they've stood up for themselves, and in doing so, encouraged other people to do the same. And doing it in a very positive way. It's been great to see. It's a really nice kind of activism. It's very respectful.